There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
This is Ghostbox Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very, very much for joining me today. I just want to kind of point out and say really quickly, on my way in today, coming in from 494 from St. Michael, passing 394, 494 going north, I noticed there's a massive accident that is there, that it looks like that there's at least one vehicle overturned. When I was going by, numerous ambulances were on their way to the scene. And I just really want to just say my thoughts and prayers are with everybody who's involved with that. There's nothing good about it. It doesn't matter if somebody was driving horribly. The end result is that that's a big accident. It looks like that there's not a lot going well there at the moment. So I just wanted to kind of point out my definite thoughts and prayers to everyone who's involved with that. Getting back to the paranormal side of things about this show, this week there isn't a guest. It's just me, which is either good or bad. You know, it really depends on your thoughts on it. But what I like to do time to time is I just like to talk paranormal and give my perspective. Have this be very much interactive if you want to join in and talk about things that have been interesting to you from a paranormal perspective. You know, I'm going to be talking about today some TV shows. I'm going to be talking about books, if you've been reading any books, and some of the other stuff we have going on, plus places I've been. Honestly, I would like to know what you're doing and whether or not that you've had any paranormal activity that you'd like to share with us briefly, please. But still opening it up for if you have anything that you want to talk about, you can call in at 952-946-6205. That can be whether or not you have a ghost story that you want to tell us, something that happened to you, or if you've been to a location that I'm going to be talking about a few locations today. If you've been to any places that you thought were noteworthy or that you would recommend people to go to, because these are, you know, what I love to do is share information about paranormal and get people's ideas of where to go, what to do, if you're using any equipment, or if you've never done anything like this, it'd be great to definitely check in. If you have any questions, whatever, we can talk about all of that today. It's going to be a lot of fun. So once again, you can call in 952-946-6205. I am streaming on Facebook right now on the AM 950 Facebook page. You can see me in studio, and I'm streaming there. I am also streaming on the Paranormal United Network 2 page, also known as PUN2 page. And you can go there, like the page. You'll see me there, and feel free to leave a comment on any of those places. I'm also streaming on the ParaFriends event page, as well as Minnesota Ghost Box, my own paranormal team. So please, feel free. Let's talk. Let's chat. You know, the thing that I love to kind of make people know and be aware of when we talk about paranormal, and it's so much fun to think about the scary side of it. But one thing that I just love to drive home, and I've been talking to people this week about it. In fact, Chad Larson, the president of the station, and I had a couple calls with different people this week. And inside of that, I was able to kind of talk a little bit about my ideology of the paranormal, because it's just a question that came up. And what I really love to make people aware of, from my perspective at least, is that the paranormal, although people like to just focus on the scary side of it, the stuff on the TV shows, and quite frankly, it is kind of fun, it's beautiful. The whole paranormal aspect is beautiful. If you have an opportunity to reach out to a loved one, if you have the opportunity to hear a voice of someone you haven't heard in years, or that you can just sense that they are around you, To me, that is pretty amazing. And I absolutely think that that's, you know, this is amazing. This is why I'm doing it. It's do I like going to locations that are known to be very scary and have some very interesting activity there? Absolutely. I'd be a liar to say that that is not something I'm interested in. But what I do like doing is helping people. And I do that weekly on my Facebook Live show, Ghost Box Live, where I use my spirit box and we reach out to spirit and have them talk with us. But, I, you know, also with the private investigations or even the events that we do, you know, what we like to do is we like to teach people, especially if you've not been doing paranormal investigations before, we like to teach people our way of doing it, you know, and everyone has a different way of doing it. But the one thing that you'll get out of the way that we do it is that it's respectful to spirits. You know, it's a slogan that I used to always say when I started my paranormal team was, this isn't our story, this is their story. And the reason why that I made that a mantra of mine through all these years, nearly 10 years now, is because I notice a lot of people try to turn the narrative to themselves. And doing so really is a disservice to spirits, a disservice to the families and the memories of all involved. And I very much strongly believe that you got to focus on the people who need the help. You know, paranormal investigating is also helping people. It's helping spirits. It's helping everybody who is, you know, I always call myself the spirit negotiator. I'll walk into a house that needs help, and you have the living who is having trouble with spirits. And sometimes you just can't get them to leave. You just have to figure out a way that everyone can live together. I know that that's probably not what, you know, some people want to hear. But it's always something that, you know, you have to be realistic about it too. And the number one thing I get from people all the time is, I think I have a demon in my house. And it's like, you don't have a demon. You see a lot about demonology on the TV shows and stuff. But the fact of a demon being in your house is about 1-2%. What you run into, you could run into a negative energy. And we did a investigation at a house in St. Paul. Actually, it's I can't remember exactly where it is. St. Paul, it's further out than that. It's going to be more east than that. But we had somebody who was convinced that there was evil in the house, like dark entities and whatnot. And we came in there. We actually had a psychic medium, tarot card reader, Anne, with us for this one in person. And she walked through the house, and she was blown over by the energy. Doesn't mean it's negative, though. And what it was is that we find that it's the person who used to own the house, one of the last owners. And this house had a history that went back to possibly the Underground Railroad. You know, it was that far back. And it was by a creek that led to the Mississippi River, where, once again, history plays a huge part in paranormal investigating. And that's what's really fun about it, too. But it wasn't a demon. It wasn't anything like that. But there was this weird aspect to the house that had, like, not a dungeon in the basement, but it had kind of a sort of a, I guess, like a catacomb of weaving of halls and corridors underground made out of cement that no one knew about. We don't even know if we know all the locations down there. But clearly there was something that led to from a room in the basement. And when I say basement, I mean underground bunker. There was a fireplace in the wall that you would pull out, and that's how you got to this thing. It was hidden. And this bunker led out to a wall that had since, over time, been built up with bricks and stuff. And it clearly led to this creek. There was something going on there. And Anne picked up that it was, you know, that there was children involved, maybe slave trading. There was a lot of stuff that, you know, we didn't quite get everything, but it wasn't a demon. You know, that's the thing about it. It wasn't a demon. And I know that it's easy for people to, you know, go there and, you know, especially if it's something that's bothering other people. But trust me, it's not always the case. Most of the time you're going to do this, you're going to find that it's going to be people who, you know, spirits who were living people like you and I who were just upset about something. You know, I think that the owners of this house, the past owners, were upset just that there was some work being done in the house. It's as simple as that. And that's where you negotiate. That's where you have to figure out what is that we can do that keeps everyone happy, because you can't always get rid of a spirit. You know, you could do your best, but they do come back, and sometimes they don't want to listen the way you do. And I know that there's mediums and other people out there who say, no, we can get rid of them. I don't know if I could agree with that, to be very honest. That's really interesting. You know, what I'd like to ask everybody before we go further in the show, in the comments or wherever you want to, let me know if you're watching any of the paranormal TV shows. And if you are, which ones are you watching? Because I'd be very curious to know. Also, are you reading any books? Because when we come back, I'm going to be talking a little bit about what I've been watching, what I've been reading. And, you know, I find it very interesting, these shows that are on the air. I find it very interesting what they're doing. If, you know, feel free to share what you're watching. I'm curious to know. I mean, I do like them, but I'd be curious to hear what you're going through, what you're watching, or if you've been reading any books on the subject, because there's some really good ones out there and I want to talk about it. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more paranormal. This is Ghost Box Live, Ghost Box Radio. I don't even know what show I'm on. We'll be back. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very, very much for joining me today. You know, we've been talking about just the paranormal. Normally I have a guest on, but sometimes I just like to chat about the paranormal. I love to just talk about my opinion, because who doesn't like to just sometimes talk about their opinion? I also like to share some of the places I've been to, but I also want to share this chat with you. Before the break, I had asked folks to let me know, what TV shows are you watching? Are you watching any paranormal TV shows? And, you know, feel free to let me know. Also, if you have had a paranormal experience that you want to chat. Now, I know some of you listening will say, I've had many, many of them. So, you know, think of one, a short one, if you don't mind, if you want to share with us, please do. Because, I mean, this is kind of the stuff that really makes things interesting, is hearing other people's experiences. So if you have one, please call in 952-946-6205. You can leave a comment on our Facebook pages. I am on AM 950 Radio right now, Facebook, as well as Paranormal United Network 2. And, you know, you can leave a comment there, or you could email us comment@am950radio.com. That is comment@am950radio.com. Dawn on Facebook had said to me, or she left the comment, I used to watch Ghost Adventures, Dead Files, but I listen to live shows like yours now. Well, thank you very much. Help connect live. You know, there is something I think that's there's something growing here, something that's emerging. And I think what that is that we're doing these live investigations. You know, first of all, I'm doing these live shows every Sunday with the Spirit Box, but there's also these live paranormal investigations. Anne and I do them. It is it's called Living Paranormal. We're going to be doing a couple more of them just this month. We're going to have a few of them this month. It's going to be pretty exciting. I'll tell you about it in a bit. But, you know, this last week on the Paranormal United Network, I helped out hosting a very, very long paranormal investigations of the Waverly Hills Sanatorium. And I say long because it is long, but I certainly don't mean that in a derogatory sort of way, because it went by so quickly and it was so well organized that the first hour was our friend Jeremy going through and showing us the place, as well as then breaking up into teams and doing their own investigations. That is something that is really pretty exciting. When you are able to have that live. And Don, I think you're absolutely right that, you know, having these live investigations, it's raw. The equipment sometimes fails. The people sometimes fail. And you just don't know what it is. And so I am I find it very, very interesting how that works. And I love it. So and that obviously for those of you who know me, I do it a lot. I'm live a lot. I think it's such a fun medium, and I'm glad to hear that. I hope more of you check it out. So, like I said, if you have any recollections of paranormal or anything you want to share, please give me a call, 952-946-6205. We're going to go to the phone right now, and we're going to be talking with Bill. Bill, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Bill, how are you today?
Pretty good. I have a quick question after one quick comment. Over by in St. Paul, over on Thomas, just the first block west after Snelling, there were three houses that were connected by tunnels. One made the booze because, you know, it's prohibition. One bottled it, and the third guy had a truck that took it to market. And I don't know if that's what you're running into and thinking it's something else. And then the real question I have is, what really begs the question about a lot of what you say is, after you die, you're talking about spirits, and the question begs is that there's no heaven or hell, it's just we're all spirits floating around after that. And I mean that sincerely, I'm not being sarcastic, I'm saying it with an open mind, but if you could address that question, I'd be grateful.
I will. Thank you very much for the call, Bill. I really appreciate it. And it's a very valid
question.
Okay.
I'll take my answer off the air, so you okay?
That sounds good, Bill. Thank you very much for the call. Yes, that is a very, very good question. And some of it is I'm going to tell you it's opinion, you know, it's opinion of mine. It's certainly not written in stone of this is what it is. So I have to preface this because I think it comes down to personal belief. I think that you can fit your beliefs into your religious beliefs of, you know, how you believe spirit and whatever can connect with you along with your religious beliefs. I don't think that there is any way that you can disconnect those two things. I mean, you can I believe, like, for example, and this is kind of getting into kind of weird territory here, a territory I don't normally talk about, but I'm Catholic and I have tried a number of times to go to some churches to do some investigation, some old churches, and I've been turned away because I'm a paranormal investigator. They've been very clear to me. They do not want to talk to me because I'm a paranormal investigator. We do not believe in what you do is what they tell me. Well, the thing is you could still have your heaven. You could still have your hell. It doesn't mean that spirits don't move around. I think it's a debate whether or not the idea that everyone who passes goes, you know, one place or another and that there is no in between, you know, I'm not sure if that's something that you can that's something that was made up by the church or whatever. My personal belief is that it all fits in, that you do not have to leave behind Catholicism or any religion because you believe that spirits can reach out. And, you know, I guess it also comes down to, you know, just kind of switching subjects just a little bit. As paranormal investigators, there's a couple types of them. There's the type that's very scientific and that they need to be proven, that they need – you need to be proven that there is a that there's a spirit around. I am different. I can feel them. I can feel the energy. I know people who can talk directly to them. I've talked directly to them. I've seen them. Therefore, I believe that they're there. And that's what it comes down to, is believing that spirits are there and that yet you can still have heaven and hell. I mean, where there's demons. I've had through my spirit box, Satan, his name comes through. People who do what's called Reiki, you know, it's an alignment of your chakras. It's the alignment of energy, getting your energy, like a tune-up of the body. I've had friends who are excellent Reiki masters say that they've called in Jesus Christ to do energy work on that person because they're just the conduit. So I know this isn't a great answer, but I will tell you that there, in my opinion, there's room for all of it. And like I said, it's all my opinion. What we're going to do, because I tell my guests that the hours go by quick. I never really seen it for myself. I know I have a couple callers. Bob, you're up next, but I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to take up Bob's call. We're going to talk more about the conversation about the paranormal. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. We'll be right back. And every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on both my Facebook profile page and Ghostbox Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MNGhostBox. Please check out the live Spirit Box session. That's going to be tonight if it's Sunday. So that's tonight. And what I do is I reach out to people's loved ones the best as I can. And we, sometimes we have closure. Sometimes we have just some very simple communication. But it's always done respectfully. And it's people who's tuning in who's asking for it. So please check that out if you're interested. That's going to be tonight at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. That is a live Facebook feed. So please, once again, check it out. Also, if you miss Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken live, AM 950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify or iTunes. After listening, please leave a positive review for my show. I'd really appreciate it. That would help me out greatly. Also, let's see, where are we here? I also have a Patreon page. Doing a lot of creative paranormal stuff, such as this radio show, such as the live streams that we're doing, please consider supporting what I'm doing through Patreon. There are multiple levels to subscribe, starting as low as $2 a month, but $5 a month gets you some very exclusive content. So please check it out. Go to patreon.com/Ghostbox Live, and we'll check it out. Today, we are just talking about the paranormal, paranormal in general, all sorts of things, and kind of seeing where we're going. At the last segment, Bill called in, and he had asked about where does religion fit in with the paranormal, and I'm not so sure that I did a great job explaining it as far as my point of view. And once again, I'm going to stress that is my point of view. But one thing I do want to say, Bill, real fast, that we kind of glossed over is, yes, that Fort Snelling area is off the charts when it comes to any sort of energy. And I'm hoping someday to do a show just around that energy and bring in some folks who know what they're talking about to talk about the kinds of energy that are there. Before the break also, we were talking a little bit about the TV shows. If you have anything that you want to say or any questions about the paranormal, such as more of like if you've had an experience you want to share or if you have been watching a TV show that you like or whatever, you know, feel free to call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. We're going to the lines right now. Bob has been patiently waiting for me to get to him. Bob, how are you doing today?
Hey, doing great. I'm glad you're doing this kind of show. I just want to check in and get your thoughts. This starts out kind of like a ghost story, but as it evolved, it turns out to be more of a, I don't know, an ability, I guess I have.
Okay.
So first time this happened, it was spontaneous at my grandmother's funeral, and she'd been doing like a history of the town, got to know, you know, everybody, fairly small town. So she had two different ministers or priests or whatever they were. So I'm sitting there, and the guy who wasn't talking was sitting in the back of the, whatever they call it, up by the podium or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of looking at him, and he turned into a gargoyle. And I freak right the hell out. I'm looking around going, is anybody else seeing this? Well, no, they weren't. And it happened another time spontaneously, and I'm seriously, like, you know, many years later, and I think maybe I'm going nuts, right, which is still up for debate. But I decided to kind of test it, and I can do this at will. And what it seems to be is I'm seeing, the best way I can describe it, is who people have been before. And it's like who they've been before manifests as kind of a sepia tone.
Mm-hmm.
sort of overlay to their physical bodies sitting in front of me.
Sort of a past life regression of sorts. But you see what they were.
Except seeing it in other people.
Right.
And I've done a little bit of research here and there, and I've not been able to dig up anything on that. I'm just wondering what the heck do you call that?
I'll be honest, that's really the first I've heard of that. But what I would recommend is, have you spoken to any energy workers or anything, such as a medium or a Reiki master or something like that?
I don't know what she did. It was I did like a, what do you call it, like a chakra cleansing or something.
Sure. Like a Reiki, yeah.
I shared with, because sometimes when I'm in physical contact with people or even a pet, sometimes I can feel their colors.
Yeah, I guess
you would call it.
Mm-hmm. Like an aura, in a sense?
Kind of, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Except that I need to be touching them or in contact with them.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? Do you feel, I mean, when you're doing that, how do you feel when you do that?
Which thing?
Like, well, that's a good point. I mean, all of it, I guess, especially when it comes to just like being able to handle these abilities. What is it that comes through to you? Is there anything that really kind of jumps out in terms that you kind of pick up at those moments?
I'm pretty okay with the process once I figured out that I'm probably not going nuts.
You're not going nuts.
I do wonder sometimes if it's kind of a violation if I'm doing this and not, asking permission kind of thing. So
True. But up front, though, you didn't have that choice. So it was just happening, though, right?
Yeah, the first couple of times when it was just spontaneous. And the weird thing is it does seem to be like my physical eyes seem to be involved, because I did it on myself once when I was getting a haircut. And I didn't have my glasses on, and so everything was kind of blurry, which I thought was really weird. But
do you have to look in a mirror to do that, and then see what you were for myself? Yeah,
for myself. And the other thing was that I was getting this haircut, and the sun was kind of low. So it's really hard to do under fluorescent lights, but like incandescent or, early in the day, late in the day, when the sunlight is more to the red side, that seems to make it a lot easier.
I would recommend, if you so desire, there's a great metaphysical place called Collective Dimensions. And if you want to, like, maybe reach out, my friend Char works there. She was a paranormal investigator, but she's also a Reiki master medium. And I think that she would – I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I'm sure she would be open just to have a consultation with you if you had questions, because she's very knowledgeable in these areas. And I would – maybe just do that if you want to see if you can help get to some of that. Because I'm going to be honest, I've never heard of that before, but doesn't mean anything that I don't hear of something. You know what I mean? But I think that, being able to maybe get you somewhere someone might be able to maybe give you a little bit more information. And I think that they would be a good starting point for you.
Okay. Collective Dimensions?
Collective Dimensions, yes. And Char, awesome. C-H-A-R. Yep.
Okay, awesome. Appreciate that.
All right, Bob. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, great show. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And, first of all, Bob, let me just applaud you for calling in, because it's not easy. And I know, like, when any of us who suddenly get abilities and just don't know what to do. I mean, my first reaction to me hearing spirits or whatever, feeling energy, is like, am I going insane? It's always when I talk to everybody, that's their first reaction. Like, what is happening to me? Am I going insane? And to be able to just be okay with it, call in with it. Thank you, Bob. That was great. Really appreciate it quite a bit. I'm curious, as far as the audience here is concerned, my show is relatively new. We've been on since October. Has any of you started to think about any abilities that you might have that you never really thought about before, you kind of kept to yourself? And you don't have to share by any means. It's very personal. But I feel like that there is, you know, when I start hearing people talking about abilities, the people around start being okay with it too. They start being like, you know, something happened to me and I did this, I did this. And I find that to also be the case for paranormal investigations. My favorite type of stories is I'll talk to somebody and they'll say to me, I just want to let you know that I'm a huge skeptic. Okay, that nothing wrong with that, nothing wrong with that at all. And then they'll be, but there is this one time. There's always that moment of, but there is this one time I saw these spirits. And you're like, okay, so you had the one time, that's cool. And then there was that other time that this happened. Oh, okay, so you had a couple different things. And by the time you're done talking with them, you realize that they might live in the most haunted house that's ever been constructed. You know, it's funny how people put the mind blockers on when it comes to these sort of things. And there's nothing wrong with it. This is unique mindset that we have. This is a unique way of thinking. You know, it's depending on how you grew up, it could be a very black and white subject when it comes to death. And to me personally, knowing that there's spirits around, knowing that when someone passes, that they are still around, that gives me great hope, not only for them but for me too, as someone who's, you know, being worried about passing away, dying, all that stuff. You know, those are very real human emotions, and it just is very. It could be very comforting to know that you're not alone. I mean, my parents have passed. My mom has been gone for nearly 2 years now. My dad, nearly 6 years. And when I pick him up, when I pick my dad up through the spirit box, which is this radio that scans through the frequencies and you get words and names and stuff coming out of it, and you hear his voice, a voice I haven't heard in nearly 6 years, it really makes you pause and just really think about, what did I just hear? What was that? Or when other people are saying, I heard your name. I heard, like when Anne listens and I heard her name. Well, how often do you hear the name Anne on the radio? Never. That's how often. Never. So what's that about? And then when you ask, like, for Anne, is this somebody related to her? And the name Billy comes out and that's her brother. Those are things that are, to me, you know, I don't care what anyone says. You can tell me all you want that these devices don't work, but they work for me. And that's what's great about this. We can each have our own way of accepting it. I will never look down on anyone who does not believe in the fact that there's spirits or that paranormal investigating is a real thing. I will never look down on them. I will never disrespect that. As long as we can have a respectful conversation about it, that's fine. But, you know, if you don't, you know, there's other investigators that don't believe in the way I do things, that's okay. Let's just be friendly about it and let's have a constructive conversation about it. And just like this, and that's my long way of saying how impressed I was with Bob in his call. And Bob, feel free to, you know, reach out to me if you have any other questions, please. You can reach out to me directly, greg@ghostboxradio.com. Feel free to reach out to me whenever you want or give me updates. I'm very curious about what you find out and if you decide to reach out. I understand you may not to. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about haunted locations. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken, we're going to kind of move a little bit away from paranormal, but it's also one of my favorite things, history. And I was just smitten with a documentary that was on Discovery Plus, and it's called The Lost Lincoln. And what it was is that Dr. Whitney Braun believes that she has found a photo of Abraham Lincoln, a death photo, taken after he had passed away in the bed that they took him to after they took his body from Ford's Theater, and that they placed him in this bed and he was suffering overnight, then finally passed away, that this photo was him taken just after he passed away. History has no record of it whatsoever. It is hotly contested. But I just think that this was a really interesting documentary. Next week, I'm going to have Dr. Whitney Braun on my show, and we're going to talk about this photo. It's fascinating, and I'm going to give you some homework. Watch it. If you have Discovery Plus, watch it. It's called The Lost Lincoln, and it's quite the interesting documentary, and we're going to be talking to her next week, and I'm really looking forward to it. I've been trying to get her for a while, and it's a lot of fun. We're in our final segment here of Ghost Box Radio today. If you have anything you want to call in about, we don't have a lot of time left, but we could try to fit you in if we can. We have about 6 minutes left. You can call in at 952-946-6205. It's been quite the exciting conversation today. Certainly, we're going in areas that we haven't talked about before, and that's been people's abilities and what, you know, as far as the religious implications to the idea of paranormal activity and spirits. You know, it's been a very fascinating conversation, and I hope that you've been able to enjoy it, even if you may not agree with all of it. And there's nothing wrong with that also. Over at the Paranormal United Network 2 page, Courtney, basically what it sounds like that you're saying, I'm not sure if you're saying that some say you might be in tune more than you know, or because you say untuned. And I guess, you know, it brings up a very good point. First of all, I'm sure you're quite in tune with spirit. You know, I've heard from paranormal investigators, a number of them, who say that they don't have they all say this. I do not have a psychic bone in my body. That's what they say. I cannot disagree with a statement more than that, because everybody has that gift. Maybe not to the same degree as some. You know, I don't have that to the same degree as Ane, but everyone has that gift of you know, some sort of psychic gift. And it doesn't mean you have to develop it. It doesn't mean you have to do anything with it. I mean, Bob, with his gift, I mean, he didn't know what to do with it. He didn't know what it was about. But what I loved about Bob's call is that he had the wherewithal to just say, do I have the right to use this if I'm not getting permission to? And that's such a smart question to ask. And I was very impressed by that. And it's, you know, a lot of us have these gifts, and I think it's in everybody else. It's everywhere with them. And I've just been really, this being in the paranormal, and I've been in it for now about 10 years. Being in the paranormal has opened my mind to how things can be, and that I don't – I'm not as closed-minded as I used to be, you know. And I mean, it's not black and white. And maybe I'm – you know, don't mean to be part of the, you know, the Harry Potter world of the whimsical or anything, but I feel like anything is possible when I think about the metaphysical side of things, when I think about – you know, people coming through. You know, when I run into paranormal investigators who have the rules, you know, someone once said to me, it's known that orbs, and those are those little white balls that you sometimes see, and that's very contested piece of paranormal evidence, because most of the time it could be debunked as dust or bugs, could be anything. But when you find an orb, some people don't believe they even exist, but I do. I think that they exist. Of course I do. But if you see orbs, someone once said to me, it's a known fact that two orbs cannot be seen together at the same time. Like, well, how do we know that? What book is there to say that that this is how orbs work? There is no book. There is no book, just like there's no expert. You know, you all call in and ask me a question. I give it to you as my opinion, not as an expert. There is no such thing as an expert. I think the people who are experts are the ones who passed away, because they've experienced it. I have not, thankfully, not yet. And so it's certainly, you know, important when, you know, I've seen people call themselves paranormal experts, and I just shake my head. I mean, that's their deal. They can call themselves whatever they want, but I think that's a disservice, because we're all learning together. Some of us might be a little bit more seasoned than the others, only because we've been around doing this stuff a little bit more. But sometimes it's the people who haven't been doing it. Those are the people we like to have at events and investigations, not because we're going to feed them to, you know, whatever specter is waiting for them. But it's more that it's just you can feel fresh energy and you can get different perspectives. It's always a lot of fun. We make sure everyone is you know, energetically protected. We don't want anyone to have anything bad happen to them. I can go on and on and on about it. And one thing I should say when I say energetically protected, for those of you who are armchair paranormal investigators, might have a couple pieces of equipment in your house that you're just playing with in your house or whatever, I just want to say be very, very careful because – and I'm not talking about, oh, you might conjure a demon or something like that. I am talking more about the fact that you are opening yourself up for spirit interaction. And when you do so, you might get a spirit who loves your energy. They just love your aura, your energy, and they decide that your energy is their new home. And it's what's called an attachment. And spirits can attach themselves to you if you're not careful. If you feel like oppression, you feel like you are being oppressed, and you really have to make sure that you take that you're careful when you do this stuff. If you don't know how to do it, reach out to somebody who, like such as myself. You can send me an email, ghostboxgreg@ghostboxradio.com. You just got to be safe about it. If you're not, you could really get yourself into some sort of rut. I went to a place called the Villisca Axe Murder House. Nothing could possibly go wrong there, right, with a name like that. But it's in Villisca, Iowa. And that was one of my first big investigations that I went with people I didn't know. And I left there. And I'll tell you the story someday because we're rapidly running out of time. But I left there immediately knowing I had an attachment and they didn't know how to help me. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to help me. But I had this attachment and it was a dark negative entity. And it was with me for about 3 months to the point that it was just in my peripheral. It would make the lights dim. It would it drew away the energy from my coworkers. I started wearing a crucifix. They started wearing a crucifix. Everyone was getting affected energetically by this because we weren't smart enough to handle it the proper way when we were doing this investigation. That's an extreme version of it. I will be very honest. That's a very extreme version of it. But it does exist. So you have to be careful when you do this stuff. A lot of people just walk in and they turn on the equipment and there you go. You have to be very careful. You have to take care of yourself. And I hope that this hour that I took care of you and that this was fun. I call this Paranormal Chat, but I think I'm going to call it Paranormal Free For All for now on. If you enjoyed this, let me know because I would like to do more of these because it's just fun to talk. And it was great to hear from Bill. It was great to hear from Bob. Don, thank you for joining in with your conversation also. I'll be back next week with Dr. Whitney Braun. We're talking about Lost Lincoln. This is Ghostbox Radio. Take care, everyone.